Hey everyone, welcome back to another podcast. Instead of doing the top seven best footballers, we'll do the top seven best football players.
We're not doing the top, we're just going to do good wide receivers.
Yeah, and we're not talking about like the football soccer, we're talking about like actual football.
United States football.
Yep, the U.S.
Okay, I'm going to say my first person, and I'm a Seattle fan, but I mean, one of my favorite players, wide receivers, is Doug Baldwin. Doug Baldwin, he gets open, and he catches lots of the balls that are thrown to him.
My first pick is definitely Odell. I like Odell Beckham Jr. because he's really good, and as you heard, he just moved to the Browns, and I think the Browns are stacked this year. I think they will have a pretty good chance of winning. People are saying that they have like a really good percent chance to make it to the
championship,
yeah.
Or playoffs.
Playoffs, yeah.
All right, I'm gonna go with Jarvis Landry. He is on the Browns as well. He's just pretty fast. He's a matchup for Odell, but now they're on the same team. They're gonna be a really good force, and they got Baker Mayfield to throw the ball to him, and he'll catch all the good passes.
All right, my next pick is Julio Jones.
Julio.
Julio Jones. He's my next pick because he's good at catching, and I just like watching him. He's really good.
Yeah, his team is not very good.
The Atlanta. But he makes that team. He puts them together. He makes that team what they are.
They're not very good, but I mean, if you throw it to him, you got a really good percentage. He's gonna catch it as long as it's towards him at least.
No offense on Julio Jones, but I think that the Browns will knock out the Atlanta Falcons if they even get to play them.
Okay. Okay. So next we have AJ Green. That's my next pick. AJ Green, he's a very fast player. He beats a lot of the cornerbacks and safeties and stuff. And he catches the ball in the open field.
Julio.
Alright, next. What's your next one?
Mine's Antonio Brown. He just recently moved to the Oakland Raiders. He actually used to play for the Steelers. He's really good. He is a great wide receiver. He can catch a lot of balls that are thrown at him. And he's really good. I think that he would be my next pick for a team. And I think he's really good. And good luck to him in the season.
Good luck to him in the season. Okay. Well, next, I'm going to go with...
Turning into a meme.
Next, I'm going to go with Mike Evans. His year this year wasn't the greatest, but he did have a very good year a couple years ago. He really made it big, and he caught a lot of the balls thrown to him. He almost acts as a tight end, but with the speed. At first, I did think he was a tight end, but I found out he was a wide receiver, and he's also very fast for being a wide receiver. Alright, if he was a tight end, he'd be very fast.
Alright, my next pick is T.Y. Hilton. But he stays at Hilton Head a lot. And he plays for Indianapolis, and he's pretty good.
Do you even know who that is?
Maybe. I watch a ton of his games.
You don't watch any football games.
You're right. And I think he might probably be good since
he's fast.
He's fast. I've heard of him, like, play. Maybe okay. Once.
All right, so...
Maybe not at all.
I'm gonna go with a bit of a legend here. I'm gonna go with Randy Moss.
He's mossy.
Nobody mosses people. Or used to, I guess. He's kind of retired now. But, he used to moss people, which was a very great move. Gets over the people and catches the ball. Very good player. And he's very good at catching the ball. He used to play on the Patriots.
All right, on to my favorite player. Julian Edelman. He plays for New England Patriots. He is honestly one of the best in the world. He's really good. I like him a lot because he's one of my favorites. And I just think he's really good. And next up is Usain Bolt.
What?
Okay. All right, I'm just kidding. It's your turn. I really like Julian Edelman. I used to play with him on Madden. I think it was like Madden 16.
He was a god on
Madden 16. Every time Tom Brady threw him the ball.
Let me talk, okay?
He caught it every time and got a touchdown. I beat you once.
He's not saying.
Actually, I don't think I've ever played you.
He's not. He didn't play with him. He used him in the Madden. That'd be pretty cool, though.
Yeah, right. He's good.
My next one, I'm going to go with Jerry Rice.
Ricey.
Oh my. He's also a legend. He's very good. He's fast. And he's quite old. And he's in the Hall of Fame. He's one of the greatest wide receivers in NFL history. He played for the 49ers. And he had lots of yards. And a total of 23,546. That's a lot of yards. Your turn, T.
Alright, my next wide receiver is Dez Bryant. I like Dez Bryant because he's really good. I think he's a legend, but...
No.
I don't think he's retired yet, but he has a... He has a lot of 40-yard dash time. It's only... He has a good 40-yard dash time. It's 4.52 seconds. And he was born...
What is that
30
about?
Years ago. He was right. Born on November...
All right, guys.
November 4th, 1988.
All right, guys.
He's a legend!
I'm gonna go with Larry Fitzgerald. He is
what? Skr.
His 40-yard dash time is just a little longer than Dez Bryant's. It's 4.63. He's pretty tall, and he is fast. And he's
pretty sure he's a comedian.
And he's got a lot of yards. He's got around 16,000 yards.
No way.
Catching up.
I haven't run that much in my life. Or what? Have I?
All right, your turn, T. All
right. I'm gonna go for Demi Lovato next. Wait, no. What's his name?
Yeah,
Dominus Thomas. Demarius Thomas. He plays for the Oakland Raiders. I mean the I think it's the Bengals.
Are you being serious?
Let's see. Demarius ain't one. Oh, he plays for the New England Patriots?
Yeah, they're your favorite team.
Oh, wow, he's really tall. He's 6'3". He's like LeBron James.
No, he was the same size as my last guy, Larry.
Larry the legend.
All right, guys.
I'm pretty sure Dominus Thomas is a legend.
All right, guys. He's not yet. But I think that's a good place to end the podcast.
He's 236.
It's getting a little bit out of hand now.
No.
But we're gonna do a little bit more.
Maybe like four more.
Try and guess another one.
I'm gonna go for Steve Largent. And I think he's good. because I like his curly hair. And he's 5'11". He's really short. He's a former footballer player. Steve, my man, is out here. Plays for the Seattle Seahawks, number 80. Now his current team is, Seattle Seahawks.
No, he's tired. He's retired.
I didn't know he was tired. He's in the Hall of Fame. He's in the Hall of Fame also. I knew that. 1955. And he's number 80 in education. Pensum City High School, Texas A&M.
Okay, my next one.
Look at this dude.
Is I'm gonna go with Ted Ginn Jr.
Aquaman.
Alright guys, this is our last one. I'm gonna go with Ted Ginn Jr. His career, he has 5,200 yards, which might be a lot less than all the other ones, but he has a really fast 40-yard dash time at 4.28. He's on the Saints right now.
Saints are good, right?
No.
I knew that.
He used to be on the
What if the Saints fan listened to this?
I don't care. He used to be on Carolina a while ago. He was pretty good. And yeah.
My next player is Cameron Meredith. Or Mike Wallace. I like Mike Wallace because he plays.
Wait, what did you just say?
Well, I don't like what.
Wait, who did you just say?
Mike Wallace.
No, before that.
Cameron Meredith. Actually, I like Alvin Karma.
That's a running back.
Kamara.
Alvin Kamara.
Oh, so.
I guess we're doing a running back now?
Yep, we're going for running backs. Oh, I'm going to go for Ted Ginn Jr. next.
Wait, what? What? All right, guys, that's a perfect place to end this.
All right, my next player is Kevin Karma, boys.
Goodbye.
And I will see you next time in our next video.
Podcast.
I mean, podcast, yeah. He's right. I'm back.